Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
It's 25 minutes to 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. And you would have heard just then from Linden Electric, new Spotlight sponsor. And we welcome Linden Electric on board.
We do,
As sponsor. And we do have with us, fortunately, in studio, their office manager, Ashley. And how do I say your last name?
Mutimer.
Thank you, Ashley.
I'm 32. There's been three people in my entire life who've ever pronounced that correctly, first off.
Well, I wasn't going to get it wrong. And thank you for coming in on behalf of Linden Electric. And we know that we invited you in once we had everything lined up with the sponsorship, which has happened now, and you just heard the ad.
That's wonderful.
Thank you very much for coming in. I know that James and the crew are out busy at the moment. Tell me, what are they doing at this time of year?
Oh, gosh, at this time of year, they are all on site with everybody who's suddenly remembered that Christmas is in, what, 9-10 days, and suddenly realised that they've got a whole lot of electrical to do before all their family come around.
And what sort of jobs might they be? Like Christmas lights, those sorts of things? Do you get involved in those areas?
Oh, I don't think we've done so this year, but it's certainly something we've done in the past. There's a lot of people who are very ambitious.
A good friend. Yes, well, there's a good friend of Alive 90.5 and the Hills Relay for Life and managing the wrapping at Castle Towers, Ruth Disbury, and her husband has wired the whole yard with 12-volt, 24-volt, all from transformers with massive capacitors and brings the lights in, changes the ends, and actually it's just a huge setup. And that's in Glen Haven, anyone. So if you want to go and have a look at that, and you actually can also donate to Hills Relay for Life on site, and we'll put the address and post that on Spotlight later. But back to Linden Electric. Mm. And how did it all start? And I know you're newish.
I am. So I've only been with the company for about the last year, but our general manager, James Baker, he has been a friend of mine for, gosh, over about 10 years now. So I've watched as he's grown within this business and then sort of taken it on for his own. So I guess if we go all the way back to the beginning, James's father, Warren, started the company in, gosh, I think it was the late 70s. We're talking about 1977. And they've been going for about 43 years doing, I think Warren started off in manufacturing and production lines, and now we do giant laboratories, industrial complexes, residences, of course, is probably our main bread and butter for a while there. And now we've moved into bigger companies, and it's a very interesting thing to walk into because my background's all in marketing as opposed to anything electrical. So for me, it's been a giant learning curve for the last 12 months.
So how many staff do you have there?
Six of us on board at the moment.
Yeah.
So I think we've been very lucky over the last year that we've managed to keep everyone on board.
Fantastic.
And we've managed to find another tradesman. But that's, you know, that's probably more in line with bigger companies and some of our government contracts who still need to be doing maintenance throughout the year.
And that's where it's taking me, in the sense you've got a very successful business. And
yeah,
on behalf of Darren and I, congratulations, because business is tough.
It is.
Culture, how important is that in a business?
I think, like, for me personally, I've come from working with bigger companies, and for me, culture is the one thing that will keep me working there. So James has had a massive focus on culture as he's sort of taken over the reins of the last 5 years. And, oh, gosh, it's the sort of thing where, you know what it's like, if you don't enjoy coming into work, nobody's going to enjoy being there, and your day-to-day becomes quite difficult. So, gosh, I think this year we've got, I think we do company days where we've got mini putt-putt coming in, or we get the apprentices to come through and have a barbecue, and everyone talks and we sort of try and work out where we're going for the next year.
And that magic word, apprentice, if I may, Jim, because we just were talking to the Minister for Tertiary Skills and Education, Dr. Jeff Lee, the local member for Parramatta. How important is it to have apprentices, and what do they do, and how can you nurture them, and what's the whole system there?
Look, it's so important for us. We work with a company called NECA, and they, as far as I'm aware, they get a crew of apprentices and then share them out between different companies. So we've had one of our apprentices, Aidan, has been with us for coming on 3 years, and we've had him ever since he started within the trade. So it's really lovely to be able to nurture somebody and grow their skills within a company and see what they're able to do and watch them learn day to day. It's a great thing when you find people who believe in what you're trying to do as a company and really like working with everybody as well. So
now, is it true that they're the gopher or the left-handed screwdriver, those sort of things?
Look, as long as it's not me, I'm happy.
With regards, I really pick up on a point, Darren, that you were talking about in relation to culture. It can be so positive and yet so negative, can't it, in the sense of productivity and output?
I've worked for different companies where as soon as the culture disappears, it's so incredibly difficult to get it back.
Mm.
So if you aren't focused on that as one of the main tenets of your business, keeping culture positive and keeping everybody happy with what they're doing day to day, once you lose sight of that, it can just become an absolute dumpster fire.
And I think it's really important to, in terms of accountability, it's got to start from the top. And
100%.
Yeah, it's just not just happens. You've got to work at it. As you said, you have putt-putt days and days together. Tell us about those things. Do you look forward to them?
Look, I'm not great at putt-putt, so I don't. But it's always really nice to sort of, every few months take a step back and make sure that everybody... Because this is the other thing, if we're out on different sites throughout the week, sometimes we're scattered all around Sydney, so it can be nice to bring the entire team together, catch up on what we're doing, catch up on each other's lives, and make sure we all still like each other at the end of the day, which is nice.
And we're talking about Linden Electric, and thank you for coming on as sponsorship at 90.5 and Spotlight, and I know your relationship with Darren, and I thank you too, Darren, for instigating and allowing people to know the values of being involved, and we hope that we... come with you in that culture of growth and productivity. Just thinking about it, women.
Yes.
If I can just say that in trades, what's your thoughts on that?
Look, it's coming through. It's a bit of a rarity. That's changing quite a lot. But I'm, within our company, we're a very small company.
Sure.
I'm the only woman working within our company. It's something that is changing, but it's changing slowly.
Mm.
So more and more women are coming through as apprentices, but it's certainly still skewed towards being a male-dominated industry. It's always a hard one to really enunciate because I've had such a great experience working within Linden.
Yeah.
I certainly can't talk for the entire industry, but Linden's been really great at nurturing my strengths and making sure that I'm able to learn enough about the industry to bring my strengths to fore within this company. So,
what do you think your strengths are?
Certainly not punctuality, but I'm getting better. My strengths are really more to do with marketing and seeing what the brand as a whole can do and trying to establish that and make sure everybody's aware of the great things that the company is able to do. So, they're so heavily involved with charity, and I don't think that they've been speaking about that for a really long time.
Well, as far as women, Jim and Ashley, I think we can put it out there that within those listeners listening, and it may be a young woman listening, it may be a mother or a dad or a grandfather,
mm-hmm.
we can actually put the call out there for more women within the electrical trades and actually work with those we know to actually make that happen. And I'd love to see in a year or so's time one come through Linden Electric. I reckon that would be a great ambition. Linden Electric.
It'd be an amazing thing to see.
Let's see what we can do there, Darren. We're very mischievous.
Of course we are. I'm looking
But we don't want our listeners to hear that, right?
No, we're not mischievous. No, not at all. We're just duck feet under the water.
And we might have to talk to the Minister for Skills as well.
We might have to, that's right.
It's certainly a great thing to talk about. I'd love to be involved.
Yes, it would be great. Now, before we go to the break and talk more about everything electrical contracting, but also philanthropy, which I know Linden does well, Why the name Lyndon? Who is Lyndon?
Lyndon, there's actually never been somebody called Lyndon. So the legend goes, and Warren's going to have to forgive me if I get this wrong, but the legend goes that Warren was in Germany in a town called Lyndon, really liked the name of it, and then when he came back to Australia, he had to submit a list of names that his new company could be called. Mm. And once you submit that list of names, whoever it was, it must have been a government body, decides which one you get, and from then on, that's what it is. So Lyndon was on the list, and that's what we've been called.
Great question, great answer.
Well, you're listening to Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren, and we're talking with our new sponsor, Lyndon Electric, and we'll come back and talk more about their philanthropic approach within the local community.
Alive 90.5.
It's 2 minutes to 11, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. And in studio we have Ashley Mutimer talking everything Lyndon Electric, our new sponsor for Spotlight and Alive 90.5. And welcome again, Ashley.
Thank you. It's been great being here.
And just to let our listeners know, what services could they? I mean, we've got, I think we're breaking 7 billion people listening to this show right now.
Don't do that, you'll make me nervous.
No, but, well, you know, our listeners, they're at home, they're cooking, they're making a cake, they're doing a whole range of different things and so on, just reading and listening to our show. What types of services could they obtain from Lyndon Electric?
Probably the smartest one to do at this time of year is, and it doesn't even necessarily have to be with Lyndon, but trying to do an energy audit in your house is one of the smartest things.
Do you do that?
We do that.
That's fantastic.
So at the moment, probably one of our biggest examples is one of our major clients, we've saved them $90,000 just in the last year from doing an energy audit. So that is, of course, made up of, I think it's about $70,000 that's made up of like energy usage, so replacing different light globes, trying to work out what you're using throughout the building, and then $20,000 on annual maintenance. Now, of course, a residence isn't going to have that amount of saving, but if you take it back, you can be saving things on your electrical bill. And I, for one, every quarter I get mine, I swear the cats are turning on the air conditioning when I'm not there.
Yeah.
So LED lights, are they big still?
LED lights are still big. I have to tell you that I'm the office manager, and so if I anything to do with marketing, I'm really great on. I can spell LED, and I know that it's a really great thing to have. But beyond that, I'm not the expert.
but the energy evaluation, I think, is... And you do that for residential?
We can do that for residential as well. It's a really smart thing to be doing.
Yeah, that's what I like. And, you know, we've got listeners, you know, granddads and grandmas and uncles and aunties whose family have got businesses. So I think that's a really good take here. That's a really strong message because it's a line item, it's a cost.
It is, and it adds up throughout the year. And sometimes, you know, that you can be running an air conditioner that's 25 years old and you don't realise how much that's sucking out every single year in the cost. So it's always a good thing to just have a look at. You don't know what you can be saving.
I think that's fantastic. You have a strong value or social compass.
We do.
At the organisational level and the individuals. Tell our listeners about that because that resonates very much with Darren and I, and this show has got a foundation of social accountability and responsibility.
Look, so I came on with Lyndon maybe, gosh, it was just over a year ago, and they've been, one of the things that really attracted me to the company was how much work they do just within charities. So their biggest charity that they look after is the Children's Medical Research Institute, and Lyndon's been sponsors for, gosh, I think it's since 2002 they've been sponsors, and November of last year they were added to, CMRI have this honour wall that looks after all of their donators. And so I came on, and within a month we were at this honour wall ceremony because Lyndon had donated over $25,000 throughout the year. And it's the sort of thing where the family all privately donates as well, but Lyndon as a company does a lot for them. So we have days throughout the year where the entire company will volunteer. And it's just, it's a sort of thing where it always makes you feel good. Like anything that you can do for other people.
That's wonderful. And we thank you for that. And yes, I go back a long way and actually remember when Lyndon Electric started with Children's Medical Research Institute, because I was working there as a freshman, so to say, a couple of years in, working with the current operations manager there, Greg Craig. And Greg, if you're listening, you're down south, I know, in Cronulla way, but you never know, you might be streaming. But yes, best move ever, bringing on Lyndon Electric to CMRI. And oh. I know they're still there, even though Greg and myself are not. So congratulations to you and the philanthropic work you do with CMRI.
No, it's great.
That's absolutely fantastic to both of you, if I can just say to it, so they hear what I'm saying, to make that connection for you to be here today in a corporate sense. But, you know, I love when you take part of what you make to benefit other people's lives.
It's just incredible. If we, so within the company, we do a lot to just take part in Discovery Days and find out what they're doing. The research is mind-blowing. It really is.
And we might take that up in 21. Would you like to tell our listeners a Merry Christmas and thanks for being here on behalf of Lyndon?
Oh, Merry Christmas, everyone. Have an amazing end to 2020. It's been a tough one, but let's bring in 2021 with a bang. Thanks, guys.
Been fantastic. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Ashley, and thank you to Lyndon Electric being the latest sponsor of Live 90.5 and Spotlight.
Live 90.5.